Hello, James?
Yes.
Oh, hey, it's Roy. I'm your neighbor. I live over on Pelican.
Okay.
And I was just wondering, it seems like every time I use your trash can outside on trash day, it just seems like you have a lot of stuff in there that could be recycled, like plastics and boxes from cardboard and stuff.
You must completely have the wrong number, because I don't even put my trash can out there.
Oh, what do you do with your trash then?
Well, that's my business.
Well, no.
Why are you calling me and asking me this?
Well, it looks like it's in front of your house. Maybe it's your neighbor's. I always thought it was yours. I've just always, brought my trash over to that one.
Well, I think you brought your trash over to someone else's trash?
Yeah, well, because I don't want to pay for a trash can and all that stuff, so I just bring it over.
Oh, so you just let somebody else pay for your trash?
Well, no, they're paying for it anyway for their own trash, and they don't use it as much. I guess it's your next-door neighbor,
right,
though.
So you're just, instead of paying for your own trash, you're allowing them to pay for your trash to be hauled away.
Yeah, well, they don't use up all the space, so...
That's not the point.
It kind of is.
They're paying... No, it's not the point. They're paying for that.
Well, what do you care? It's not even yours. And I want to know where you put your trash if you don't have a trash can. You just flush it all down the toilet or something?
Yeah, I flush it down the toilet. You're an asshole. You know that?
Why would you say
that? You really are.
Why would you say that? You're the
you
one...
really are. What? Because you're using someone else's trash.
It's not even
They're
yours.
They're paying for that.
And you're the one that...
And you know what? They're my neighbor. I like them. So I'm going to tell them to watch, because you're putting your trash in their trash can that they're paying.
I like my neighbors
to have somebody
too.
Take away.
You're the one that flushes your shit, your trash down the toilet, and that's stealing from the water company.
Now, excuse me, sir.
What?
You need to mind your own business.
Well, you mind your own business. You're the one sticking your nose
I
in my
didn't
trash.
Call you.
But you say you're going to tattle
I
on
did
me.
Not.
You said you're going to tattletale on me to your neighbor. Uh-oh, I guess he hung up.
What the fuck is this?
R-E-E-F-E-R. Badness. We be touching tones, calling phones. We rip from Craigslist. Systematic prank machine has never been better than this. Feeling fine, dial your line, you don't know what the facts is. Running strong for 20 years, cactus. Cactus. This ain't a game, playing on these phones. Roy gets a little boner every time he hears the dial tone. Just so when I see there's a brand new upload, we eat, sleep, and listen to the Snowplow Show.
I'm losers.org.
My name is Sensei Doug, I happen to know Tai Chi. See you giving snake eyes and we're gonna have a disagreement. Call you morning, night or evening. If we hack your voicemail, we call it an achievement. If you laugh, try your best to conceal it. When the number's disconnected, we know it's a bereavement. Shit.
Please hang up and give a moment of silence. Message PLA. PLA.
Cactus.
Old man story mode.
Cactus. Hi, my name is Roy, I'm calling from the corporate office. Sorry that you're busy, but the problem we got is the server's gone wrong, your sales don't exist. We're gonna need to go out back.
Am I supposed to be doing this?
Yes, find the breaker box. One by one we need them switches all flicked off. It's normal if the lights go out in and around the shop. Keep on flicking switches till the phone cuts off. Plunge into darkness, we are the master artists. The tools restarting, the funny parts. I can hear us laughing, but still make sure they power down every switch in this bitch. Cause some mass confusion for every single department. PLA making every mark, open the fuse compartment.
Bro, you got some balls, mister.
Oh, no. No, I can't do that, sir. Sorry.
No, it's okay, I'm calling from the corporate office.
Snowplow Show.
Cactus.
Cactus.
R-E-E-F-E-R. Bad news. Hello, everyone. You're listening to the Snowplow Show for April 23rd, 2018. This is episode 459, and it's sponsored by Michael W. Thanks, Michael W., for supporting the show on the Patreon at patreon.com/phonelosers. We've had some new people sign up lately, like Gary A. and MJ. Anthony and Jana, Jeremy, Stoyan, John S., Jesse L., Travis, and Moldy Toaster Videos. thanks all of you for supporting the Patreon and keeping the shows happening. Even though I think it's been like a week since I've done a normal snowplow show, I'm running really behind this past week. It's been a busy week. Although I did do two hobosodes last week, and one of them was the 100th hobosode, which anybody can listen to. You don't have to be a Patreon. So I'm going to put that in the show notes right now, put a link to it if anyone wants to listen to it. Simplex was complaining last night that I don't put every 10th hobosode in the regular feeds, and I agree, I should do that. I don't know why I don't. What's wrong with me? I should start doing that. Maybe after I post today's show, I will post the newest hobosode on the normal feed too. But for now, you just have to go over to Patreon and watch it there. It's a pretty good one. I call up a landlord, and I tell her that I'm upgrading the plumbing in my apartment to fatter pipes. Like, instead of half-inch pipes, I'm going to get one-inch pipes. And she does not approve of that at all. I call up a few of them and do that, but the first one's definitely my favorite. It's a 38-minute episode. I also called up some people and told them that a genetically modified stalk of corn was on the loose. I genetically modified it so that it had legs. That was an idea of Tim Riggie's, and I did that on the previous Hobosode also, on Hobosode 99. And it worked out pretty well. People actually believed there were stalks of corn running around in their neighborhoods. This one lady was looking in the bushes for it. She was looking out her windows, trying to find a stalk of corn running around in her yard. So listen to the Hobosodes, patreon.com/phonelosers. A couple of announcements before we get started with the live show that happened last night. I've done some work on the Shoutcast stream. I uploaded the rest of the Snowplow shows. I think I was, I don't know, 3 or 4 months behind on that. So there's a bunch of new episodes up there. Wait, no, more than 3 or 4 months. I think I was a good 6 months behind. Anyway, a bunch of new Snowplow shows are on the Shoutcast stream. The Shoutcast stream is a 24-hour-a-day streaming radio station thing, which you can listen to by going to phonelosers.com, and up there on the right-hand sidebar, up on the very top, there is a player thing. You can click on that, or you can listen to it through a Shoutcast streaming app on your cell phone. 24 hours a day of random shows. I also uploaded Hobosodes onto it. Instead of doing every 10th Hobosode, I did every 5th episode. So it's like 1, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. So there are 20 Hobosodes uploaded to the stream, and if you listen to the stream 24 hours a day and you're not a supporter on Patreon, you're getting an extra few shows for free. Sometimes you should keep your tape decks queued up, so if a new one comes on, you can quickly record the Hobosodes to cassette tapes. You know, pirate them. I also uploaded all the episodes of Mr. Dabalina's Wonderful World of Prank Calls, all the episodes of Brad's Cactus Shack. I noticed I don't have any PLA Radio up there. I didn't put those on there yet, but I need to. And also the Big Beef Bueno shows. I need to put those up. I need to put everything up there. I updated the music. There was some music that wasn't on there, so there's more music on the station. And I also redid the programming on it. So it's mostly playing Snowplow shows all the time, but every few episodes it'll play something else randomly, like a Brad's Cactus Shack, or a Hobosode, or a song. So that's done. Go check that out on phonelosers.com. I forgot to mention on last week's show that I was on Dwight's show on April 14th on his Saturday show. Not this weekend's show, but last weekend's show. And it looks like he has uploaded that to YouTube, so I'm going to go ahead and put a link to that in the show notes. We had some fun on there. We were calling up hotels, and it was mostly Dwight leading the calls. I was more of a background character, and he was telling people that he took apart the TVs, and then I was in the background saying that I took apart the air conditioner to fix the TV, and then I took apart something else to fix the air conditioner. We did that a few times. I remember that being fun. You can find Dwight's show on YouTube by searching for Dwight the Janitor. And finally, I have a news story. Yale Secret Society Skull and Bones warns an imposter is prank calling students. The prank caller is pretending to recruit them and then asking them to complete a humiliating challenge. The campus society has figured prominently in books, films, and conspiracy theories. Its secrecy has fueled the public's curiosity about a group that counts former Secretary of State John Kerry and both Presidents Bush among its past members. Some guy named David Richards is all butthurt about it. He says it was a foul thing to do. It could damage our reputation. The Yale Police Department has received 3 complaints of harassing phone calls from somebody claiming to be from the Skull and Bones, according to a university spokesman who said the cases remain open. Some students described an anonymous caller who instructed them to hand their phones to somebody nearby and then asked that person questions about the student's sex life. Another Yale student said he suspected it was a prank soon after he received a call from somebody who said it was the start of the TAP process. He played along and handed the phone to his brother, who was asked inappropriate questions. They hung up on the caller. This sounds like not news at all. He said, I figured it was a prank since I hadn't heard about them calling like this. Skull and Bones, which dates back to 1832, said in its note to students that the prank caller was exploiting the society's mysterious nature and encouraged people who received such calls to report the incident to the police or their college dean. That seems kind of like an overreaction, because the prank calls don't seem too serious. They're just calling them up and asking them silly sexual questions. People know it's a prank. Just hang up and move on. This is from Time Magazine. They're telling people to call the police over a prank call. Okay, that's all for the updates in the news. We are going to listen to a live show that happened last night. For some reason, I decided to do this show on YouTube instead of Mixlr, which I haven't done in a while. I spent over an hour setting it all up, getting Open Broadcaster working again, and it was fun. I announced it on the Twitter, so don't complain that you didn't get to hear this live show. I announced it on the Twitter. You should be watching Twitter 24 hours a day, waiting for a live show to happen. So here it is. Here is last night's live show.
This is Mr. Biggs from the Stick It With Mr. Biggs podcast. And I remember when I was a little boy and got a phone in the house for the first time. It was a good time had by all, taking that phone and dialing up random numbers, prank calling people, asking them if they had Prince Albert in a box. Well, you better go get him, because he's running away. Yeah, we did all kinds of funny stuff like that, but then I grew up, and I didn't do that anymore. Prank phone calls are for children. Stop it with the phone calls. It's not funny. Let people be. That's what I say. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Hey, everyone. This is a live show. No, Taylor, I can't prank call your parents. Not tonight. I've got a list here. I'm just going to do this list. If you want me to prank call your parents, send it in to the prank call request page thing, which is located at snowplowshow.com. That's what you should do. Just not right now. So, I'm doing a live show. I'm going to call some homeowners tonight. This is a homeowners list that Reggie sent to me. Reggie is pretty much my primary phone number getter person lately. He sends numbers all the time. Anyway, so yeah, we're going to call homeowners tonight. And yeah, that's what we're going to do. I'm gonna dial one right now. It's not a huge list or anything. Well, it's kind of big. It could take up a few hours, but I'm not going to do a few hours tonight. I'm going to do an hour tonight. You guys don't want more than an hour. This is the part of the show where the chat room complains that the phone rings too much.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice.
And that I only get answering machines. Wah, wah, wah. Live shows are so boring. Oh, man, okay. I Regret Jumping is jumping in with... Jumping in with his genius ideas. Already, he wants me to tell people that we're requiring clear garbage cans. I'm going to copy that one. Put it on this list.
Hello?
Hey there, this is John from the Coves Homeowner Association.
Uh-huh.
And I needed to let you know, I'm just notifying all the neighbors tonight, that we're going to require clear garbage cans starting in May.
Okay.
Just so we can see what you're throwing away. Alrighty.
Okay.
So you're going to need to go out as soon as possible and buy a clear trash can, because that goes into effect in just another, I don't know, what is that, like 8 days or something? Ma'am?
Yes?
Okay, you're not really saying much back to me.
This is just a very strange phone call to get at 3 o'clock in the morning.
It's not 3 o'clock in the morning. Where are you at that you think it's 3 o'clock in the morning?
Okay, anyway, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Okay, but it's not 3 o'clock in the morning. Allison. So that she's 2 hours ahead of me. It's like 11. It's 11 over there. We're going to try that one again. I Regret Jumping. That's what we're going to do. Yeah, she's in the middle of the Atlantic. That's what DeLorean says. It's exactly where she is.
Due to network difficulties, your call cannot be completed at this time.
What?
Please try your call again later.
That's weird. Nelson wants me to call and tell...
Hello?
Hi there, this is Nelson from the Homeowners Association, the Coves.
Yeah?
And I just wanted to call and apologize for calling so late.
Okay.
I don't normally call at this hour, so I just wanted to apologize for that. I'm very sorry about that.
So why are you calling?
I'm calling to apologize for calling so late. I really shouldn't be calling this late. If I ever need something again, I will definitely call at an earlier hour. All right. That was rude, though. I'm going to call him back. You want to just hang up on someone for apologizing? That was kind of an asshole move. Yeah, that was Nelson's idea. So. Right now, he's trying to ignore the ring. Ah! Thanks for that, Nelson. I like the part of the show where they hang up the phone without reacting.
The number you have reached.
What?
The number you have...
Is my asterisk broke again? All these people are dead.
The number you have reached has been disconnected or is no longer in service. If you feel you...
Four in a row now. Those were all different numbers. What?
The number you...
Okay, what's wrong? Let me dial my test number.
Today's weather is brought to you by Morningside...
Okay, it works just fine. Like, all these numbers are dead. Reggie's just fucking with me. Give me this list. Reggie, what are you doing? That sounds like a real ring right there. That's not a disconnected ring. We're renting their driveway to a family living in an RV. Okay. Nikki D. You've all been pranked. Been pranked by Reggie. All right. Buddha in a dump truck. I'm going to copy that, put it on the list. That's completely stupid, but I'll probably do it. Oh, God. Here we go with the super chat stuff. I'm not saying any of that shit. Fuck you. Fuck you, cheeseburgers. Fuck you. That's what you get for super chatting.
Hello.
Hey there, Mr. Barber.
Speaking.
It's Roy from the Coves Homeowner Association.
Yes.
And I needed to let you know that starting on May 15th, we're requiring clear trash cans. Like, all the trash cans have to be clear so we can see what's in there.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sorry to call so late. We've been trying to get a hold of you, but...
Yeah, it's fucking 11 o'clock at night,
whoa,
man.
Whoa, hey, settle down. I'm just calling to let you know about the trash cans. They just have to be clear.
I don't give two shits about your trash can.
No, it's your trash can, and I'm with the Homeowners Association. You don't talk to me like that.
Yeah, send me a fucking letter.
We sent a letter, and you didn't respond to it, so that's why I'm calling, asshole.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, oh, we definitely did.
If there was one, I would have had it and noticed.
Okay, well, you didn't change
to... Who does business at 11 o'clock at night on a Sunday?
I'm calling from my home. I'm with the Homeowners Association. We've been trying to call during normal
business.
Shit. Well, you asked.
If you're calling on behalf of them, fucking call during business hours.
Okay, you don't have to be an asshole, sir.
You're calling at 11 o'clock at night to my house.
Okay, well, I'm just calling to let you know.
About trash cans.
Yeah, about you have to have clear trash cans so we can see what's in there. Because we have our suspicions.
You go ahead and have the garbage company that you guys contract with deliver me clear trash cans and you'll have them.
No, you need to get it yourself. We're not paying for that.
No.
And you know what? I'm putting a swearing fee on your account right now.
You go right ahead there, Chief.
No,
good luck with
that. I'm sending you a fine. You're going to get a fine for swearing at me like that.
Please do.
I will. You don't have
and
to give
me... And I will fight it.
Yeah, have fun with that. Have fun wasting your life away fighting stupid charges just because you had to be an asshole and swear at me.
Sure.
All right. Dick face.
Anything else?
No, that's it. You're getting a swearing fee, and you need to have clear trash cans.
Okay,
and you know what? I did apologize for calling so late. You didn't even have to be like that. But now you're going to have to pay a $25
fee. Nobody in their right mind calls for shit like this at 11 o'clock at night.
Well, I'm doing it, right? So somebody does.
Yeah.
Why don't you put Beth on? Maybe she's more reasonable.
Why don't you kiss my ass?
Why don't you put Beth on? Put the man of the house on. Get Beth.
Why don't you come over here and say that shit to my face there, Smokey?
I don't want to, Chief. All right. That was weird. He's very calm for someone that freaked out and called me an asshole. It's like he got all the rage out right there at the beginning and then just... it's all calm and stuff. Calling me Smokey. I need to add that one to my list. I have a list of, you know, Chief, Cowboy, Pal, stuff like that. Gonna add that to my list. All right, Betty. Isn't the last Betty I talked to that one that, like, she really just freaked out at me and cursed a lot? Said, "Who the fuck are you?" or something like that. Was that Betty? Remember we talked to Betty.
Hello?
Hey, Betty?
Yes?
This is Roy from the Homeowners Association from the Coves.
Yes?
And I just wanted to call and apologize for calling so late.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
I'm a little surprised because no one calls us this late.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't usually call this late, but I just wanted to call and let you know that I'm very sorry for calling this late.
It's okay.
All right. Do you accept the apology?
Sure.
Okay. I'll try not to call this late again in the future.
Okay.
I'll try my best not to, but I'm very sorry for doing it tonight.
So what's up?
That's pretty much it. I'm just calling to apologize.
Okay.
All right. Were you sleeping? Oh, come on, Betty. Just hang up. Hello, Betty? Betty? Aw, Betty's so nice. I like Betty. Good old Betty. Oh, and thanks, Chihuahua King. He gave me $5 to buy a better car in GTA because that's how GTA works. Who are you, Chihuahua King, in GTA? I don't see anyone on there except for, Poops. What's his face? Poop Shoot. Are you Poop Shoot? You know, I have like $30 million in GTA. I don't need your lousy $5. I want to send it back with a note that says, fuck you. And thank you, Cheeseburgers, for the wow. Thanks. I appreciate that. It's very nice of you.
The number you have reached has been disconnected or...
I love my Deluxo. You know, used to it was silver. It was, you know, stainless steel. Just like it's supposed to be. I upgraded it recently. Like, it's all black and pink now. Looks much cooler.
We're sorry.
Man, so many disconnected numbers.
We're sorry. This person is dead. Please hang up and give a moment of silence. Message PLA.
Thanks, Liz. Jesus Christ. It's as if people are disconnecting their home phones and getting cells instead. All right, Mobish. I will do that. I will tell them that the HOA hired me to wake you up because they don't like you.
Hi, you've reached.
Andy wants me to say that the HOA has decided the grass color is changing to a different RGB value. Which, I love that idea, but I'm not going to use it because, like, nobody's going to know what I'm talking about. I don't even know what he's talking about. The fuck's an RGB value?
The number you have reached.
Holy fucking shit. I feel like I'm calling a graveyard. Bearded Dave says you can change your grass color with an app. That'd be a funny call to do as True Green. Say we've upgraded your grass. Download the True Green app. I kind of want to do that. Your grass has a virus. Says, g'day, guy. Yeah, Reggie. What the fuck is this? No, we have to be nice to Reggie. Reggie sends me amazing lists. And even if this one does have a bunch of people that are dead and stuff and not answering, We had that one guy. He got pretty pissed off. That was fun. There's going to be a couple more at least. Even if I just do an hour and it's mostly ringing phones, we still had fun. Is that really you, Reggie? Detroit Rockin' Reggie? Are you the one that sent the list? If not, you fuck you, you impersonator. Quit impersonating in my channel.
Hi, this is Steven. I recently lost all my contacts. So send me a text message with your name and number. And I will get back with you as soon as I can. Thank you.
At the tone.
Reggie doesn't tell me where this list came from. It just says it's a HOA list. There's no backstory behind it. So for all I know, this could be a list from 2002. Because I've noticed when the voicemails come on, they're different names than what the thing claims they should be. All circuits are busy probably because they're getting too many calls from me. Sorry, AT&T. Arbitrary Alex wants to know where to get the Calls of Mass Confusion song. I don't know. I'll have to ask Jihad about that. Like, if he wants to put it up somewhere, I could give it to people. I think I have access to it. If he wants me to, I gotta ask.
The number you have reached.
I don't want Jihad pissed at me. That happened once. It was a nightmare. You don't want to piss off Jihad.
International call.
Whoa.
That feature is not available on this line.
Whoa.
Goodbye.
What? What is all this?
International call. That feature is not available.
Yeah, Axpa says he like GI gets pissed off at him all the time. He turns into Kevin Mitnick from the 1980s. He's very vindictive. Alpha says this is like watching paint dry. I don't think so. I'm having fun. You know what? Even if these calls aren't answering, the ideas in the chat room are very entertaining. Thanks, chat room. You know, sometimes my shows are pretty entertaining. And sometimes the chat room's entertaining. I just get to be entertained. And you guys are bored out of your minds. And it all works out, because I'm happy. Yeah! That's how it works. Holy shit. Why are there so many numbers not picking up?
I don't know. I'm just hoping something comes soon. This is pretty bad.
I know. Shut up. Fuck you.
That's what King Richard said. I was just copying what he said.
Oh, I'm going to ban him from the Discord.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
It's getting on my nerves. Who's this?
This is Wolfatin.
Oh, hey, Wolfatin. I'm calling
for you. What's the idea for the next call?
I don't know. I have a few.
Hello.
Oh, hi. Is this Fiona?
Who is this?
This is Roy from the Homeowners Association.
From what homeowners is it?
From the one that the cove. Like which one else? What else would it be?
What do you need?
I'm calling to let. We've been trying to get a hold of you this week. On Wednesday morning, we're going to be rotating all of our houses to face west in honor of the new Muslim owner that bought out the neighborhood.
Who the hell is this?
It's Roy from the Homeowners Association. We've been trying to get a hold of you. We sent you a letter. You're supposed to send a form back confirming that you would rotate your house west.
Oh, yeah, I'm doing that right now as we speak.
No, not now. Not just wait until Wednesday, okay?
Fuck you.
Why would you say that? Wolfatin, she said fuck you.
She wasn't talking to me.
It's a dial tone, ma'am. You can just dial. It's cool. I guess that's not going to work, is it? Hello, ma'am? Oh, okay. She. Let me call her right back. You talk to her, Wolfatin. Her name's Fiona. Oh, hey, Fiona? Fiona?
Ma'am? Ma'am?
Fiona?
Ma'am, we're very sorry.
It's my supervisor, Wolfatin.
Ma'am, we're here for you.
All right, we're hanging up, ma'am. Sorry to bother you.
Ma'am.
Goodbye, ma'am.
Bye, ma'am.
I like your name. It's a cool name.
Fiona.
Is your last?
We're here for you.
Is your last name Apple? Wow, Wolfenstein, you didn't even laugh.
I did. I laughed. I just didn't do it.
I'm hanging up on you, Wolfenstein.
Okay.
Bye. Who's Wolfenstein think he is? Bye, Fiona. Thank you, Rev, for LOLing in the chat room. I'm assuming you're LOLing at my awesome Fiona Apple joke that I made to her. That's like back in the 80s when everyone asked me if I was related to Jimmy Carter. And I was always like, that was a good one. You got me there. So that was Buddha in a dump truck's idea about the houses being rotated west. It didn't work out.
Your call has been forwarded to Imagine an automatic that. Voice message.
I half blame him. I half blame Wolfenstein for messing that all up. Oh, God. Here we go again. Her name was Georgia. Rest in peace, Georgia. Coco's having fun. Coco's with me that this is a lot of fun, even though nothing's working. Olga, I'm sorry I picked your dragon's nose and I poked your dragon in the eye. I shouldn't have done that. That was rude. Everyone visit patreon.com/OlgaDrawsDragons and apologize on my behalf, please.
Hello?
Hi there. This is Roy from the Coves Homeowner Association.
Yes.
And we had someone report that they're pretty sure that you have an analog clock in your house.
Have a what?
An analog clock in your house. You know, like a clock that has hands on it. And I'm sure you're aware, we don't allow those in the neighborhood anymore. You have to have digital clocks with the digital readout.
Are you serious? You talking about something outside or inside or what?
Oh, no, inside the house. We've been told by several neighbors now that you have an analog clock inside your house. And you can't do that. You can't, like, that's been a rule for over a year now. You have to have only digital clocks.
Well, I'll keep that in mind.
Okay, it doesn't matter what kind of a digital clock it is. You know, it can be anything. It can be LCD. It can be, wow, what else is there? I don't know. But, yeah, it has to be digital.
What is your name again, please?
This is Roy from the Coves Homeowner Association.
Roy who?
Yeah, from the Homeowners Association.
Roy who?
Correct. I'm with the Homeowners Association. They just wanted me to call. They've been trying to call you during the daytime, and you weren't answering. So I'm sorry to call so late, but it really needs to be addressed, this problem.
Well, I don't know what it's all about. We have one with hands, but it's an old mechanical clock that doesn't run, so don't worry about it.
No. Even if it doesn't run, that's no excuse. It's 2018. You need to upgrade your clock, sir.
I'll make sure it does. Thank you for calling.
How many others do you have? Do you have any wristwatches? That was another idea from Buddha in a dump truck. Thanks, Buddha in a dump truck, for that one. I almost want to call him back and apologize for calling so late, but nah. He sounded very exasperated with my call. Okay, RK4 wants me to say Carrot Top's moving into the neighborhood. Here, I'll copy that just to make sure I don't forget. Oh, good point. The clock.
Leon C. Lewis.
Ah, stop it. Shmohawk says it's right twice a day. You know the old saying, right? That doesn't really apply anymore in 2018. A broken clock is right twice a day. I should have brought that up to him. What was I thinking?
The number you have reached has been disconnected or is no longer in
service. I'm dialing them right, Reggie, because some of them are picking up, and they're correct numbers. I mean, unless my asterisk machine is just seriously fucked up. But no, like, it would just all work or it all wouldn't. It's just a lot of disconnected numbers. It's no big deal. We still got a few really good ones.
Hello?
Hi there. This is Roy from the Homeowners Association. Is this Nancy?
Yes.
Hey, I needed to let you know we've been calling up all the neighbors in your immediate area, and I just needed to let you know that Carrot Top's going to be moving into the neighborhood. You know, the celebrity Carrot Top?
Yes.
So he's going to be moving in on your street. It's just going to be like maybe 12 houses down.
Okay. It's almost 12 o'clock at night.
Yeah, I wouldn't call after 12. I have more respect for the neighbors than that.
9 o'clock is what is supposed to be.
Who says?
And I don't have a house for sale on my in my area.
Oh, no, it's not for sale. He's just moving. He's leased it from the owners. He's going to be living there for a few years, and it's going to be a circus out there. There's going to be paparazzi and his entourage and limousines, and his yard's going to be very gaudy. Like, we can't do anything about his yard because he has a lot of money. He'll just pay the fines.
We'll continue to fine him.
I know, we will, but he's not going to care. He's like a billionaire. It's Carrot Top. There's going to be lots of sex and drugs and... But I'm calling mainly, I wanted to call and let you know, like, if you ever see him out in the street, you're not really supposed to look at him. Like, avert your eyes. Because he's a celebrity, and you know, you're not supposed to really look at celebrities.
Great.
I'm just saying, ma'am, come on. Everyone tonight is just hung up on me. Everyone. Zach wants me to say that she needs to paint her letterbox orange in respect of our local celebrity.
You have reached the
green. Because we call them letterboxes here in the United States. It's like they start to get angry, and then they just stop. It's like they have a chip in their head that just regulates their angriness. Because she started to yell at me about the time thing. She's given me some fake rule about not calling after 9 o'clock. But then she saw my reasoning, my logic, and she's like, oh, that makes sense. I totally agree. Yeah, Killdeer says they're probably just too tired to get angry. That's what it is. Are you happy, RK4? I did the Carrot Top thing. Only 6 left, you guys. No, 7. 7 left. But, you know, half of those are going to be disconnected. Dead people. See?
The number you have...
Told you. Fucking Reggie.
The number you have reached has been disconnected or is no longer in service. If you feel you have reached this recording in...
Rest in peace, Richard. Wait a minute. Nuh-uh. His name is Richard Johnson? Seriously, his name was Richard Johnson. Rest in peace, Richard Johnson. I'm not blaming you, Reggie. Your lists are awesome. It's also almost midnight. You know, who's going to answer at midnight? Oh my gosh, it's Trunk Films.
Your
hey, Trunk
Films. Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
No, Trunk Films, I will not marry you. I'm not making that mistake again. Fool me once. I remember Trunk Films sent me a bunch of photographs of his logos a while back, like years ago. And I sent them out to PLA people. Photographs of his logo. The Trunk Films logo. Remember that, Trunk Films? And Reggie, you've sent me so much amazing stuff this past year. You're forgiven for any list that ever doesn't work out. Yes, Bearded Dave, I will marry you. Let's get married. ASAP. Breaking news, everyone. Bearded Dave and I, we're getting married.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice.
We've set a wedding date for June 15th. Oh, I should stop playing that before it sets off the YouTube alarms. Bearded Dave has made me the happiest girl alive. Ah!
The number...
Rest in peace, Tammy. All right, last one. You're our last hope, Vanessa. Don't be dead, Vanessa. Come on, Vanessa. That's not a disconnected ringing there. You gotta answer, Vanessa. Ah, come on. Vanessa. You and your damn faxing. Who faxes in 2018? I'm gonna try Vanessa one more time. I'll come back to this list, Reggie. You know, I'll call these again during the daytime. During the daytime on a weekend. Thanks, Tom. Tom's spending money to advertise Patreon for me. That's nice of you, Tom.
The Magic Jack customer you have called.
Magic Jack. Can you fax through Magic Jack? Does that work? Can't imagine that working too good. Yeah, that was the last number. Now what do I do? I've got this thing here. It's a news story. Let's do a live show news story. And then we'll call 7-Eleven or two, and then I'm leaving. Then it's over. The show's over at 10 p.m. Pacific time. There we go. We've got video on the screen now. This is high tech.
In 2010, a Pasco County Neighborhood Association was in the spotlight for going to extremes to collect money from homeowners.
This is hilarious,
who
you guys.
Pay their association dues. Back then, they were requiring home buyers pay those fees, often $10,000 and $15,000 before they could buy the house. Real estate agents said the fees made it next to impossible to sell homes in that subdivision. Well, now, Eight on Your Side, Shannon Bacon takes us back to that Pasco County neighborhood.
Her name's Bacon.
Where this time, the association is taking possession of homes and renting them out.
That's hilarious.
And this is not a foreclosed house, you know? It's still my house.
This Pasco County home still belongs to Joanne McCarn, but the Bridgewater Homeowners Association has taken it over, evicting her tenant.
A bunch of people posted this on the PLA group. I thought it was
changing
funny.
The locks and moving in their own renter.
We were told we'd be arrested if we came on the property.
And HOA
they're kicking people out of their homes. For being homeowners association members and renting out their houses.
Mark Spector means business. When he learned of Eight on Your Side's interview with McCarn and her attorney outside the home, he called the sheriff's
Thanks,
office.
Thanks, NMTTTIT.
Mr. Spector won't even listen to you.
Everyone order coins.
It's unfair in how much power the HOA has.
How fucked up is that? The homeowners association can sell your house or rent your house out.
The HOA
sublease your house.
McCarn's home for $2,500 for things like a $500 rental fee and thousands of dollars in fines.
Charging her rental fees.
Then it demanded her tenant pay rent to the association.
I'm going to play this while I look up some numbers. Give me a second.
This didn't happen. The HOA filed for and received a court-ordered eviction. McCarn says that was when she was first notified of the lien.
McCarn says she tried to pay it, but the HOA wouldn't take her money. Now there's a new family living in her house paying rent to the HOA. We did everything we thought was right to try to resolve this. I even went to Mr. Spector's house to try to resolve it. He threw me off his property, threw my husband off his property.
This is nothing more than...
This is not the first time Eight on Your Side has questioned the HOA's...
So I don't know, let's get a customer on the phone, a customer or two, and then the show's over. Been doing this long enough. An hour and 14 minutes. That's an eternity. I hope you all had fun, even though not much picked up.
This is 7-Eleven. How can I help you?
Hello, this is Roy from the home from the corporate office with 7-Eleven.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer there I could speak with and just do a quick survey with them? And they get a free soda.
Let me. Would you like to do a quick survey for a free soda? Mm-hmm. Would you like to do a quick survey for a free soda?
Free soda?
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Hello. This is Roy from the corporate office with 7-Eleven.
Uh-huh.
And I'm calling to do the weekly customer survey. How are you doing tonight?
Fine.
That's good. That's good to hear. I'm doing fine too, even though you didn't ask.
Uh-huh.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate the store, the cleanliness of the store?
Excuse me?
On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate the cleanliness? 1 being the worst, and 10 being even worse than 1.
Uh-huh.
The cleanliness of the store, how would you rate it? It's for a free soda. Just
okay, thank you.
What? Wait, why are you... What? What are you doing?
Fine.
No, I said, what are you doing? What do you mean, thank you? Is this a customer? Or are you messing with me? Ma'am?
Yes.
Ma'am?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I've decided that you don't get the free soda because you're not answering the questions.
Oh, okay.
Like, you lose. You get nothing. Nothing.
I don't know, picking English a little bit.
I noticed. That's too bad. I thought this would be fun. But no, you had to mess it up. Hey, can you stay there for a minute? I'm going to call a different 7-Eleven. This one's, hold on. It's going to ring.
Okay.
And then there's going to be another one on the line.
Have a great night.
7-Eleven, this is Derek.
Hey, Derek. This is Roy from the corporate office with 7-Eleven.
This is who?
This is Roy from the corporate office with 7-Eleven.
Hi.
I'm calling to do the weekly customer survey.
Weekly customer survey?
Yeah. Do you have a customer in there I could speak with, and we'll just do a quick survey with them?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hi. Is this a customer?
I'm sorry?
Is this a customer?
This is not a customer, no.
Oh, I need to talk to a customer. I'm with the corporate office with 7-Eleven.
Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Do one of you have time to talk to for a second? Customer survey? I only have 2 customers in store right now, and they've got to get.
They've got to what?
They've got to go.
Oh, tell them, don't serve them then. No survey, no sale. That's our policy. Don't let them leave with anything. I'm serious,
There's
ma'am.
No way, dude.
Oh, no, I'm serious. They have to go.
No, there's no way.
They have to go, and they can't have whatever they're trying to purchase.
Have a good night, okay?
No, I'm serious, ma'am. Ma'am, I'm serious. I need to throw them out of the store. Immediately.
Have a good night, okay?
I'm serious, ma'am. Get rid of them.
Oh, Rachel speaking.
Oh, hey, Rachel. Is this the 7-Eleven?
Yes.
Oh, okay. This is Roy from the corporate office with 7-Eleven.
Uh-huh.
And I'm calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer in there I could speak with?
A customer survey?
Yeah, it's just a quick survey, and we'll give them a free drink or a hot dog or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anyone in there?
Do a free survey for 7-Eleven corporate. Hello?
Hi, is this a customer?
Uh-huh.
Hey, this is Roy from the corporate office with 7-Eleven.
Uh-huh.
And if you want to do a survey, we'll give you a coupon for a free drink and a hot dog.
Okay.
All right, you ready?
Uh-huh.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate the cleanliness of that store?
A 7.
A 7? Like, what's the...
8.
Oh, an 8?
Well, actually, they're just doing the sidewalks right now, so it's probably not in the...
It's not on fire.
They're doing the what?
Okay. They're doing the sidewalks. They're washing them right now, so it's probably carrying in a little bit of...
Oh, I see. Okay. Hmm. Well, what else is dirty about it there? I mean...
Just floors, probably, you know?
Because if I need to fire someone, I'll do it right now.
Not...
No, I'm completely serious.
No, they're over there doing the sidewalks right now.
Are they
carrying in stuff?
Are they working hard? Like, do they look like they're actually doing work, or are they just like fucking around? Because we've had problems.
They're really doing work.
Okay, I just want to make sure. What
they
about?
They are. They're over there spraying the sidewalk.
Okay, because I mean, I'll fire them like right here in front of you if like. On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate the cleanliness of the employees themselves?
The employees what?
The employees. Like, do they smell bad? Do they look like they shower? Do they have those dumb earring, like, gauge things?
No.
Like, they look clean. They don't have, like...
They're fine,
big
yes.
tattoos.
They're fine.
Do they need haircuts?
I don't think so.
Hand washing. We have to rate the hands. Can you go, like, is there an employee, like, right there? Can you, like, smell their hand to make sure it's not disgusting?
This is a joke, right?
Oh, no, it's not a joke. If you could just smell the hand real quick.
No, it's all right.
What's all right?
Yeah, I don't think I should do that, but...
What?
I don't think I better do that.
No, it's I'm with the corporate office. I'm giving you permission.
Wants me to smell your hands.
Oh, did she hang up? She can't do that. She's a customer. I think we lost him. Ah, that was loud. Two more. Just two more. Two more, and then it's all over. It's done. Two more 7-Elevens. The show's over. You know, it looks like about 20 people dropped off. They're not listening anymore. So,
7-Eleven.
They're missing out. Hey, this is Roy from the corporate office with 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
And I'm calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer there I could speak with and do a quick survey with them?
There is not anybody here at the moment.
Is there anyone outside that you could bring in?
Nope.
Like, even if they're not customers, just somebody walking by outside?
There isn't.
Is there somebody, like, within earshot if you were to look out the door and just be like, hey?
No, there's not at the moment.
Is anyone, like, in the time that I've been talking, has anyone pulled up to the front?
No, they haven't.
Okay.
There are just people driving by.
Oh, crowd. Is there any way you could, like, can you flash a light at them or something and get them to stop?
I can't go out the store and go to the street and try and flag people down.
What if you just did it from the door? You just, like, wave your hands, like, frantically, like there's an emergency?
Well, it's not an emergency, so I'm not comfortable doing that.
No, I said like it's an emergency. But, and
well,
then when they get over,
make people think that it's an emergency, and when it's not, it's going to upset them.
No, it's not going to, because, no, you could just say you're, like, advertising for the store, getting customers to come in the store. I mean, like, you gotta be...
Like I said, I can't really...
You gotta be a team player, you know, you gotta be a team player and get people in the store. If you're just sitting around doing nothing...
You know, I'm busy working. I'm busy trying to get, like, things done, things cleaned in the store, sir.
Yeah. I don't know about that. I can check the security footage and see if that's true.
Yeah, you're more than welcome to do that right now.
Has anyone pulled up yet?
No, there hasn't been. I'm sitting here just trying to get work done. I haven't seen anybody pull up yet.
Oh, you're sitting. Yeah, I don't think anyone gets any work done while they're sitting.
You know what? Is there anything else I can help you with, sir?
No. No. Is there another employee there?
Okay, yeah, have a good night.
Like one that's not lazy? I heard something in the background. I don't think he was alone. All right, last one. This is the last one we're going to do. And the show's over. This is it. It's over. Andy says he failed his employee evaluation.
7-Eleven, this is Brandon.
Hey, Brandon, this is Roy from the corporate office with 7-Eleven.
Hello.
And I'm calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer in there I could speak with and just do a quick survey with them?
I do.
Okay. Like, if they want to do a survey, they get, like, a free drink or free hot food or whatever?
All right.
Okay. Yeah, if you could just ask them, that'd be great. We'll just do a quick survey. And the chat room can suggest ideas of what to ask, like survey questions.
Hello?
Oh, hello. Is this a customer?
Yeah.
Hey there. This is Roy from the corporate office with 7-Eleven.
Uh-huh.
And I just want to do a quick survey with you, if that's all right. We'll give you a free drink.
All right, fine.
Okay, great. On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate the cleanliness of that store?
10.
A 10? Okay. Like, are you sure a 10? I mean, because I've been in 7-Elevens. I don't know about 10 in any 7-Eleven, really.
I'm a college student. So I feel like right next door.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kind of come here a lot, like multiple times a day. And
yeah.
Most of the people that work here.
You have to what?
Have good experience.
Yeah, I'm sure you have good experiences, but I'm asking you for the cleanliness.
For the what again?
Anyway, what do you typically buy when you come into the store? Like a lot of alcohol or a lot of just food items?
No. Mostly drinks, snacks. Donuts, morning coffees.
Donuts. On a scale of 1 to 10, how easy is it to shoplift from that location?
shoplifting?
The shoplift. Okay. Like, if you were to steal something off of the shelves, how easy would it be? Like, what are the odds you would get caught?
I mean, I don't shoplift, but...
No, come on. Like, you don't have to lie to me. You're not going to be in trouble. I'm just saying, like, if you've ever shoplifted from there, has it been easier than other places you've shoplifted from?
No, bro. I don't steal from stores, bro.
You don't steal sodas?
I don't steal, period.
Okay, it's hard to hear you. I mean, okay, if you don't want to admit it, it's fine. We can just skip that one. But, you know, everyone shoplifts. That's fine.
All right, you go to the next question.
Okay, next question. On a scale from 1 to green, how drunk and or high are you right now?
I'm an athlete, and I don't do drugs. Okay, when you got tested,
well, that's what all the athletes say. There's ways to get around those tests, you know. Like, it's pretty easy to do. You can get online and figure out how to cheat those tests.
Alright, so, I don't do drugs, and I'm a science student, so I think as performance on my brain decreases it.
Oh, that's just what they tell you. That's what they want you to think. No, really, you should try drugs. On a scale of 1 to 10, how many Slurpees can you fit in your pocket?
Zero.
All right. On a scale of 1 to 10, how likely is the cashier to steal from the register? Like, because we have a lot of problems with employee theft. Like, do you think he's the type of person that might just, like, charge you for something but not put it in the register and then just pocket the money after you leave?
No, I know most of them. They're pretty good people.
Yeah, but how well do you really know them?
I see them pretty often outside of work, and they're pretty good people.
Okay. On a scale of 1 to 10, what kind of athlete are you if you're, like, so into your body and you don't do drugs or anything, but you come in there multiple times a day for snacks and sodas and stuff?
I swim and I play basketball.
Well,
and then I box five.
Yeah, but you're putting all that shit into your body, and you're trying to act like your body's a temple. And you would never, like, if you're going to eat all that crappy snack food, why don't you just smoke some weed, too?
Yeah, I have my cheat day.
What?
I have my cheat day.
Yeah, but you say you come in there all the time. Like, every day is a cheat day for you.
I know, for Gatorade. That's where all the drinks are at.
Yeah, but you're talking about donuts. You said, like, what, are they health donuts?
Yeah, I can have a donut. I mean, 99% of the food I eat is from Whole Foods.
But you say you come in there all the time. And you're always buying just crap.
I think I can still eat Whole Foods and still go to 7-Eleven a lot.
All right, whatever. On a scale of 1 to 10, how many times a day do you use the glory hole in the restroom?
Zero.
What?
Zero, I go home.
Oh, you go home and use the glory hole?
Yeah.
You have a glory hole in your home restroom? That's weird.
All right, next question.
All right, next question. On a scale from 1 to 10, what's your favorite color in the food pyramid?
Favorite color in the what?
In the food pyramid.
I don't know. I mean, you have to show me that.
All right.
I don't know. What's your favorite color?
My favorite color?
Yeah.
I'm not the one doing the survey. I'm just asking you a serious survey question. All right, next question. On a scale from 7 to 11, how many boyfriends do you have?
I got 12, bro. I'm not gay, but I got 12.
Oh, you're not gay, but you have 12 boyfriends. Okay.
Yeah.
Makes sense. On a scale of 1 to 10, how often do you listen to Alex Jones each week?
I have no idea who the hell that is.
Yeah, sounds like you're in denial about several things then. On a scale of 1 to 10, How likely is this to be a prank call and I'm not actually with the corporate office?
Wait, could you ask that again?
On a scale of 1 to 10, how likely is it that this is a prank phone call?
It could be pretty high. You're asking a lot of pretty dumb questions, so I assume it could be pretty high.
Well, they're not dumb questions. You just don't have good answers.
They're pretty dumb. But I would say about 8 or 9.
No, you're just being all high and mighty and uppity and saying, I'm an athlete. I study science. I don't use drugs. I don't I don't shoplift. That's what you're like. That's you. That's what you're like. You know?
Do you finish that, man?
On a scale of 1 to 10, I need you to rate the cleanliness of the clerk behind the counter.
About a 7.
A 7? Oh, that's... Can you walk over there real quick and smell his hands? We need to find out if he's been washing his hands. I just need
I can't.
No, it's a part. It's required for the survey. Like you want your soda, right?
No, not really.
I mean, because like, what kind of soda would you get if you were gonna get this free soda? Would it be like?
I mean, I could just buy it, but so I can't smell his hands because he's doing something right now.
Oh, what's
put stuff away.
Yeah, but like, just walk over there. Whatever he's doing, just lean down and smell his hands. Are you doing it?
No. Tell them the customer out.
It's fine. Just tell him it's for the... Tell him the corporate office said so and just lean over and smell his hands.
Dude, he's helping the customer. Let's go to the next question.
Can you ask him real quick? Say, excuse me, clerk, sir, is it okay if I smell your hands? It's for the survey. He's used to this. We do this all the time.
If I just hang up?
No, you are not allowed to hang up. If you hang up, we're going to throw you out. Oh, you're asking him.
No, I'm asking you.
Oh, no, you cannot hang up. I forbid you to hang up.
You sure?
On a scale, well, hey, okay, so question number 7. It requires you to imitate the beep sound that the cash register makes. And I'm going to rate the beep sound that you make.
Who is this guy?
On a scale of 1 to 10, like how accurate you are.
Sure. Yeah, hello?
Yeah?
All right, ask the question.
What?
Ask the question again.
No, it's not a question. I want you to imitate the beep sound that the cash register makes.
Hold on. Let me finish. All right. Ask the question again. I'll talk to the cashier.
Okay, you know how the cash register makes a beeping noise? Like beep, 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 beep.
Yeah, you just made it.
Yeah, like I want you to imitate the beeping noise that the cash register makes.
You just made it for me.
No, I'm asking you to do it, and then I will rate you. It's part of the survey.
All right. Beep, beep. You just made
Oh, that's a 1. You didn't even try. You just said the word beep. You were totally off, like on the frequency.
Beep, beep, atomic sound there.
No, you gotta, like, go up a couple octaves, like, beep, 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 beep.
I made this. You gonna hurry up and survey or not?
All right, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much does the cashier resemble Carrot Top?
About a 2 or 3.
A 2 or 3, okay. Is he, like, available yet for you to smell his hands?
No, it's customers at the cash register.
Just walk over there, say it's for the survey. He'll know what you mean, and he'll hold his hands up for you, and you just smell them. Just say, I need to smell your hands, it's for the survey. We do this, like, every week.
Right. Hey, I gotta smell your hands. I guess so. All right, thanks. pens smell perfectly normal. They smell fine.
Do they smell like soap? Like, has he been washing them?
Yeah, they smell like strawberry soap.
Nice. Is that your favorite kind of soap? Strawberry soap?
No, next question.
Oh, no, the next, we're done with the questions. Now, now we're going to have you walk around the store and do an inspection. Can you go into the cooler in the back, the one that customers aren't allowed to go to? I give you permission.
Hey, how long is the survey day, man?
We've got like another half hour to go.
Oh, yeah, I'm done, though.
No. Don't you want a free soda?
Hello.
Hey, is this the cashier?
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't get the soda because he didn't finish the survey.
All right.
Can you give him a dirty look for me?
Yeah.
No, seriously, because he was very rude and he wouldn't do half the stuff. Basically, just wasted my time.
All right.
Can you give him a dirty look?
Yeah.
Just look at him like, eh.
All right.
So did he really come over and smell your hands?
No.
He said he did. He didn't come over and smell your hands?
Yeah.
Sir? He said no. I think it happened, though. I heard him ask. I think he hung up on me. Wow. He said no, but we heard him. He walked over there and he asked. He wasn't that good of an actor. That clerk's full of shit. He got his hands smelled tonight. He's just embarrassed to have his hands smelled by a hand smeller. That's what it is. Can't tell me no. Thank you, Daniel Russell, for that $2. For I didn't get to do what you said. So if you want to like deny that charge, then it's fine. I understand. It's fine. Go ahead. Just recall. Okay. So yeah, I guess the show's over. I did the 7-Eleven call and it was kind of fun. Hope you enjoyed that. Thanks for listening, everyone. Paid actor or total moron? That kid, that guy I just talked to, he's going to feel so violated. He's going to walk home thinking, oh my God, what did I just do? I smelled another man's hands. I don't like how it made me feel. Yeah, I had fun too, RK4. Thanks for whatever idea you gave me. Oh, Carrot Top's moving into the neighborhood. Yeah, that was yours. Thanks, RK4. Thanks, everyone. Except for the Discord. I didn't care too much for the Discord chat room tonight. I think I'm going to stop hanging out in there. People on YouTube are going to be my new friends. No high school graduate. I will not call schools and tell them you were in on 420 to pick up your son. Kids were gave snake eyes through the stall and you left your pipe in the bathroom. I'm quitting! I'm quitting, high school graduate. Sorry. So that's the end of the live show. This is pre-recorded Brad. And before we wrap it up with the voicemails, I'm going to call some numbers from this list, from the same list as last night, and see if I can try one of the ideas that was suggested last night that I never got around to.
Hello?
Hello, Judy?
No, this is Jody.
Oh, hey, Jody. Well, I'm calling from True Green. Did I reach the person that lives on Azalea Circle?
Uh-huh. Where are you calling from?
I'm from True Green. I needed to let you know that we accidentally treated your lawn this weekend.
You're kidding.
No, we upgraded your grass.
What?
We upgraded your grass. We were supposed to do, do you know Mr. Edwards? He lives about 12 houses down. And we had the wrong address, and we did your address instead.
What did you do to our yard?
Well, we upgraded it. It's electronic grass now. If you download the True Green app on your cell phone.
Just a second. You need to speak with my husband. Okay. Hold on.
All right.
Hello?
Hi, Mr. Wright. This is Roy from True Green. I'm calling to let you know. We were supposed to do this guy down the street. His name's Mr. Edwards, and we accidentally did your address instead.
You did my grass?
Yeah, we upgraded your grass.
What does that mean? What did you do to it?
Well, it's like electronic grass now. And if you download the True Green app on your cell phone, you'll be able to control the color of the grass.
When did you do this?
Over the weekend, a team of people, they came by and just quickly upgraded the grass. I don't know which day it was on, but yeah, they were supposed to do Mr.
Okay.
Edwards. He lives about 12 houses down from you.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yep. So you have, it's a pretty cool product. If you want to try it out, you just download the app and you can change the color of your grass.
Really?
You can make it any color you want. You can make it blue, pink. You can set it to just auto-rotate through all the colors, and it'll just be like a rainbow grass throughout the day, like Christmas lights.
I see.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So,
well,
sorry about that. We can downgrade it if you want. We can come back over and, just make it normal grass again.
Well, I don't see any change in my grass.
Yeah, it looks exactly the same. But if you download the app, it's just get on your cell phone and look for the True Green app, and you can change the color. There's like little slider knobs.
Okay.
You can change the red, blue, green values of your grass and just make it any color you want.
Okay, well, I'll keep that in mind. Did you do both yards, front and back?
Oh yeah, we did the entire thing. You won't have to mow it anymore because you can change the length of the grass.
I'm just having a hard time believing this because I was here all weekend. I didn't see anybody here.
It's a very quick process. They just come over and quickly spray it with little nanobots.
Well, I hope it didn't keep my grass from growing. I want it to grow.
Oh, no, you can, that's why you have to download the app. You can set it to grow at any rate you want. You can choose the growth rate. And then instead of mowing it, you just hit the reset button, and the grass goes back down to whatever level you choose.
Okay. I don't know. Yeah, do you have a date and a time that you came by? By any chance?
I don't have it with me. My contractor has it. I can call you back with that in a little bit if you'd like.
That's okay.
Okay.
Okay, well, thanks for letting me know.
But yeah, you should download that app. It does a lot of things. It doesn't just do that. It does a lot of things. You can turn the entire lawn into a speaker and play your music through it.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is pretty bizarre.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, really. Like you can just hang out in your lawn and you can hear music all around you.
Okay.
But
as long as it didn't do any damage to my lawn, I'm happy.
Oh no, it's no damage. But I mean, if you want to keep it, we just treat it once a year, and you can sell your lawnmower. It's like a $6,000 treatment.
Okay.
But the coolest thing is just being able to change the color.
Uh huh.
Can change it to any color you want.
In the daytime, you'll see the color, or at night?
Oh, either one. Both. Yeah. Instead of green, it'll be, yellow or pink or black, like any color you want. You can make it clear.
Well, I'll check it out.
You can make it clear grass.
Okay.
So it'll just look like dirt. And then there's also a slider knob. You can make the grass, just all go down into the ground. Or you can make it grow about a foot, instantly. You just, move the dial around, and it's like you suddenly have a big 1 foot tall grass.
Okay, well, I'll check it out.
Yeah, you can make it white. Like in the wintertime, you can make it white. It'll look like snow.
Okay, I'll check it out. Thank you.
Yeah, and you're welcome. You can say thank you because we. Okay, there he goes. I hope he actually does it. I hope he gets the app. Well, that's the only person I can get to answer off of that list today. Oh, well, but I want to try that prank again sometime. Maybe that'll be a hobo-sode thing I do one of these days. Tell people we've upgraded their grass to electronic grass. What a great idea. I can't remember who suggested that last night, but that definitely needs to happen again.
Hey, Arby.
Hey.
I love the idea of that prank with the, getting a call from Roy, New Mexico Correctional Facility or whatever.
Yep.
So you do that.
It's a good way to get people to hang up immediately.
Answers, you got to tell them, you're going to be busting out and going to hide at their house or something, and, Google image your house and say you've been having people survey it or something.
Yeah.
That was funny. Keep it up.
That won't get the cops called. I remember when I first made that sound clip of the Roy's Correctional Facility whatever thing, Chili Pepper. I tried to get other hosts on Prank Call Nation to use it, and I told them it was an extra level of challenge to their prank calls. But really, it just ended up being a big pain in the ass, since most people hang up on it.
You are receiving a call from an inmate at the Chili Pepper Correctional Facility in Roy, New Mexico.
Click.
To accept this call, press 1. To block your number from receiving future calls, press 2.
I need to do more stuff with that.
Hey, Brad, I just called to say nice work, good job, and
yeah,
fuck you,
whatever.
Brad. Jack from Alaska, I do what I want.
That's right. I totally agree.
Brad, this is Mr. Taco.
Hello.
I'm driving around listening to your latest episode with the mobile homes.
That's great.
I have to tell you that commercial you did, the TV commercial, was the most hilarious thing
I've ever heard
in my life.
We got
spat what I was drinking, and it's hilarious.
That's great.
Do more of that shit.
Good.
All right.
Glad to hear it.
Mr. Taco, away.
Hey, Brad. It's Dodo.
Hey.
I was just calling to apologize.
No, it's pronounced Dodo. You're pronouncing your name wrong.
For sending you all those Wawa numbers and making your show suck.
It didn't suck.
Sorry about that. Also, I tried to leave a message and I tried to re-record it.
You and Reggie. Like, I think Reggie seriously feels bad about the list that I used on today's show, but it's fine. It doesn't matter. I had fun with it. We got some good calls out of it, and we got some good calls out of Wawa, too. Like, those powder calls.
There's a bunch of
those were great.
Buttons, and it didn't work. So, there's an awkward voicemail from me earlier.
Oh, okay.
All right, anyway.
I'll be sure not to play that.
I'll have some homeowner numbers in order to make up for my terrible, terrible mistake.
Okay, thank
Cheers.
You.
Cheers. Cactus.
But really, I appreciate the Wawa numbers. I had fun calling Wawa and learning what the hell Wawa is. There's nothing wrong with the Wawa numbers.
Hey, I'm holding my phone upside down.
Oh,
it is
you
Ryan
doofus.
Red. I watch your shows ever since the
sound out of breath.
Christmas, and you do pretty good. And I have a couple ideas.
Pretty
like,
good.
You should do that one time when you... Well, you've already been doing them, but... Like,
great idea.
Play a bunch of songs on the hold, on holding, and then do a really deep man voice as the next person. Thanks. Bye.
Okay, great idea. I'm going to do that. Next call I do, I'm going to do that. It's going
to
happen.
Hi, Brad. My name is Martin Barron from the Washington Post, and I'd like to have an interview with you about prank calls and their influence in society. Please give me a call back, 202-334-6000.
I don't have time for that right now. Could one of you please do that for me? Call up Martin and just say that you're Brad Carter and do the interview with him? I'd really appreciate that, if that is actually real. That is the number it says he's calling from, but only one of you do it. You know, I don't need like 50 of you doing it, just one of you. You guys all figure it out. Somebody do an interview with that guy.
Oh, shit, Brad.
You know, it's funny. He'll probably get, like, one interview done with fake me, and then another fake me will call in, and another, and another, and another. It'll be the best prank ever.
RC, RB, GBB, BBBBBB, Roy / Steve Dave.
That's me.
Fuck you. Like, I'm a dickhead. I'm a fucking dickhead.
You are.
I only discovered your bullshit fucked up show because I'm a dickhead. So, you know, you don't need to go out of your way to steal Dick's fans because you already did it.
Yep.
So fuck you.
Yay.
Ever since you were on Dick, I've fucking been listening to you forever.
Success.
Everybody's sick of you. Everybody's sick of your bullshit. My coworkers are sick of your bullshit. My girlfriend's sick of your bullshit.
I think the Dick Show listeners are sick of my bullshit because I don't know if any of you saw it over there on the Reddit, but on the Reddit thread on the show where I was a guest with Dick, everyone hated me. They're like, man, he was terrible. Those pranks were so boring. I had to skip forward. I'm not used to having to skip forward on the Dick Show. Prank calls are so stupid and cringy. Why does
everyone's sick of me listening to your bullshit? And you know what?
Except for this guy. This guy likes me.
Quite frankly, people that I love think you sound like a faggot.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
I get that a lot.
I love you.
Aww.
I love you, Brad.
Thanks.
And please keep up the good work.
So you're saying you love faggots.
I will support you as much as I can. You're not going to send me a coin. You don't give a fuck.
Nah,
you don't give a fuck about anybody.
You're mean. You curse a lot.
Fuck you, Brad. Fuck you, Arby.
This entire transcription of this voicemail is just a bunch of asterisks.
Fuck you, Roy. Okay, have a nice day.
All right, yeah. You have a nice day, too. Thanks for that voicemail and the following six that you left. I'll forgive you this time because, you know, you're a new listener. You don't know how stuff works around here. I'm not going to play a bunch of voicemails in a row by you. It looks like in this one he's telling me that he's eating meatballs and that I should get raped. Here's one that's something about a Chinese girl with a large clitoris. He needs some kind of advice. Oh, here's one that might be...
Hi, this is Maddox calling from...
Oh, he's doing characters.
Armenia. And I just want to let you know that I'll be fucking suing you.
Oh, no.
For approximately 20 to 40 million dickles.
Maddox is suing me.
Probably crap. Because you cucked me.
Okay, that's enough of that. That one ends with get raped. It's a very inappropriate thing to say.
Yeah.
This is a family show.
Boy, listen to your snowplow show, and it's got some good shit in there, actually. But, no, you're saying... You're talking to someone about an espresso machine. Have you ever, like, read the word? It says espresso. There's no X in there or a C in there, I think.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I'm baked.
No.
Keep it on. Bye.
I think you're right. I think you found another word that I don't know how to pronounce. You're right. It's espresso. I've always said espresso for some reason. Weird. I used to work in a coffee shop. I used to make espressos. I was probably in there like, hello, sir, would you like an espresso today?
Hi, Brad, it's Max Power. So I just wanted to go ahead and say that you have been doing one hell of a job as of late.
Except this past week. I didn't, like, did I do any shows this past week? It seems like I did one last Monday, and then that was it. For snowplow shows, at least. I did some hobo
stuff. We all appreciate what you do, especially with all of the legal issues that you've been going through recently.
We
all just appreciate what you do.
You know, really, it's stuff related to that that's been keeping me busy this past week. It's a big pain in the ass, all the stuff they make me do.
Keep up and keep doing a great job. All right.
Thanks.
Thanks, Cactus.
Thank you, Max Power. Not to lay the blame on anyone else, but it's been a busy week.
Hey, Brad, it's Nico. I was just calling because I'm listening to episode 458, and I thought that was absolutely hilarious when you told that lady who lives in the trailer that she's making it look like a trailer park.
Yep.
I laughed my ass off on that one.
She was awesome.
Anyways, that was a good idea. Just wanted to share that I thought that.
Thanks.
Okay, talk to you later. Bye.
That's someone whose number I should have saved, but no, I don't want to create another Mildred Monday where I just call her for the next 20 years, a few times a year.
How are you?
I don't want to do that.
Hi, I have to work to talk, so you talk to my brother.
Good morning.
Yeah, hi.
Howdy, stranger.
Hello.
Hi, honey, how are you?
Okay.
Hello.
It's just, I don't know, conference call or something. I don't want to listen to a conference call.
Hey, Brad, it's Jack Eloquent. I just want to say good work.
Why,
good
thank
work
you,
on the show,
Jack.
Brad. Yeah, good work. Ha, ha, ha. Fuck that other guy
that
said not to do that.
Fuck him in his
stupid ass. I did a thing where I didn't listen to your show for a couple weeks. I just did nothing but drink because I'm slowly becoming an alcoholic.
Why
and I tried
drink
Four Loko for the first time.
And listen to the show.
They're actually pretty good. And also the voice changers that you're using are like, it's like the best thing that's ever happened to me. I fucking love that damn
thing.
Thank
you.
So yeah, keep up the good work. You rock. Fucking love you to the day I die, man.
Woo.
Full life jiggaloos. Whoop whoop. Jack Ellis went out.
That's right, jiggaloos for life. You know, I noticed the other day that I missed a Jack Heliquin broadcast. He does shows on Facebook that I kind of like. He's a fucking weirdo. I need to figure out how Facebook alerts work and set those up so I don't miss Jack's broadcasts.
Hey, Brad, it's Zion Wolf.
Hey.
I was listening to your show a couple weeks ago about leaving things behind in Wawa.
Yeah.
And I thought it would be kind of funny if you said that you went into the freezer.
Too late.
To catch a Pokemon on Pokemon Go.
Oh, yeah. That
and
old
you left
thing.
A semen covered life size Pikachu doll. Yeah. That's not funny, but you could try it.
All right.
So.
Thanks for
Bye.
The idea. That's not funny. No, I think that's a great idea. You know, I'm always saying I'm going into people's coolers and stuff. That would be a good excuse for going into someone's cooler. Maybe when I do some more of those liquor store calls, and I say I go in their coolers, that can be my excuse. I was playing Pokemon Go.
Hey, what the hell is wrong with your website? It's been down since yesterday.
Uh-huh.
I go there daily to listen to your damn broadcast or whatever the fuck you call it.
Yeah.
I'm a phone addict.
The broadcasts, those have still been working. If you listen to the broadcast daily, you should get an app on your phone. The one I use for Android, it has a stupid name, but I've been using it for the past 8 years. I'm sure there's better things out there. But the one I use, it's XIIA Live. I don't know how to pronounce that. I think it's pronounced Expresso Live or something. XIIA Live. It's probably some Chinese government thing that's stealing all the data out of my cell phone. But download that or a Shoutcast app onto your phone, and then you can just listen directly from your phone and not have to go to my stupid website. And you can listen to the 24/7 streaming PLA radio station all the time, even when my website breaks.
Loser's attic, damn it. Pay your shit or fix it, goddammit. It's my legal right to get in that damn website.
I'm sorry.
Thank you, you damn moolie.
Hey, none of that here. Yeah, so what happened with the website? It was down for 2 days. And I guess the reason was because I used up all of my space. I thought I had unlimited space, but apparently I only have 30 gigs available. So I deleted a bunch of stuff that was not important, and I thought that would fix it, and it didn't. So I contacted the host, and the host is like, oh yeah, I guess we just need to reboot after that happens. Because it was really broken from not having any space to run. So that hopefully won't be a problem again. Sorry.
Hey, Brad.
It works
it's
now.
It's Crimson. I'm here with my best friend, Alexa. Alexa, say hi.
Hi.
Anyway, I was asking her to look up some stuff, so...
You know, everyone that has an Alexa is going to be really annoyed that you're saying that word
on my show.
I'm going to
ask Alexa a funny question.
Hey. Like when I listen to the XYZ show, and he makes his Alexa turn off... Crap, I just said it. I can't say that. But he makes his turn off the lights and turn on the lights, which makes all the lights in my house turn off and on. It's really annoying.
Alexa, how many fingers?
The typical adult human has 10 fingers.
Oh, we got him, right? Oh, wait. Oh, yeah. Hey, Brad, also, you can look up who... Hey, Alexa, who is Brad Carter?
Bradley Brad Carter, born May 10th, 1980, the member of New Zealand group, Stereogram.
Isn't that cool? It's so cool. You're on Amazon Alexa.
That's
I
great.
I didn't know you were in a band. We're from New Zealand. Wow. Yep. This is crazy, Brad. All right, bye.
Alexa's dropping my docs. Here, I think I'm going to try that. Alexa, who is Crimson?
Crimson is that guy that always screams his name as calls into the voicemail, and he usually has a bad connection when he calls in and we can't hear what you're saying.
Yeah, look at that. Alexa knows who you are, too.
Yeah, this is H.
Hey,
I just
H.
figured, I mean, I'd call you guys. You guys call some Arab people sometimes. I'll give you some swear words, because I'm half Iraqi, so I know some Arab swear words.
Okay.
One is, you could say, kus umuk.
Do I, though?
I mean, it pretty much means fuck your mom, but it's, like, literally translates to your mom's pussy. That's kus umuk, and then there's gawad is gay. Taiwan is, you've already said that before, that's, like, animals. And then,
yeah, that's me, always saying that.
That's pretty much... Chinese is, I'm not exactly sure what that is, but if that's another word.
Wow, that's offensive.
Alright.
I'll tell you what that means.
Figured I'd call in.
If you need me
to. Keep going, bye!
Alright, bye.
Hey, Brad, thanks for taking my call, man. Yeah, this is so exciting. Hey, man, I just had a hilarious idea.
Okay. Here we go.
So, I'm sure you've heard of NPR. And they broadcast all across the nation.
Yep, I've heard of them.
I love those phone mobs you used to do back in the day. And I just had a great idea, you know.
Let's
every week a day, they broadcast this show called On Point for a couple hours. And they just take random calls. How hilarious would that be if we just flooded phone lines?
So hilarious.
And the only calls they could take were from phone users of America. And, you
all
know,
right.
I mean,
it's, gonna happen.
It's live on air. We could totally fuck up their
yep.
whole show. I
that's what we're going to do.
Hilarious.
It's going to happen. I can't
yeah,
wait.
Man, get in gear. Let's do that shit.
Somebody set this up on point.
Why not, you know, it'd be fucking hilarious. NPR, the show's called
yep,
On
okay.
Point.
You're repeating yourself now. Thanks.
Brad.
Hello.
Oh, Brad, I had an idea in mind.
Of course you do.
You could maybe think about doing one time. I guess you could phone up a Walmart and ask them how much it is to use the toilet. You know, just ask them how much it is to use the toilet and ask if they want, if you could whip me, come in the toilet with me and whip me. Bye.
Yeah, okay. That's going to happen too. Great ideas coming in tonight. I'm going to do it.
Hey, Brad, it's Gloria.
Hey, Gloria.
I just heard you call from a lady named Gloria.
Yeah.
Thought that was really
I'm
cute.
Sorry that I said that's an old lady name. I didn't mean it. That's yeah. totally a young person's name.
Anyway, sorry, I was eating pasta. I think it's you okay. should call up some of those people who live in trailer parks and just tell them that a bunch of, like, Syrian refugees are moving in,
okay.
and they're going to start taking care of their lawns. And then if they're like, no, we don't want that, then be like, sir, why are you being racist? If you're going to be racist, you're going to be out of our trailer park, and you can move in down the road.
We don't tolerate that.
You can live behind the Walmart, because, you know, that's one step below living in a trailer park. You live behind the Walmart and just, like, start fucking with them. Just tell them they're, like, a bunch of, like, serial killers and moving in and a bunch of, like, illegal immigrants because you're trying to make money on the side from the Chinese government and shit.
That's right.
A bunch of, like, North Koreans that, like, fled and need...
I think I have another trailer park list. Somebody sent me a trailer park list.
Like, a new place. You're, like, you're stopping them under, like, underneath people's trailers. That'd be so funny. Okay,
yeah. Like, they're not going to take up any space. They're just going to sleep under your trailer in a sleeping bag. You won't even know they're there.
Hey, Roy. It's Sea Falcon here. I know it's been quite a while since I've called in,
but
chemistry class has been fucking me in the ass.
Yeah,
luckily,
nice.
I get on summer break really soon.
Woo-hoo.
I just wanted to say, Don Fickles, he's talked about him quite a bit, the coin guy, right?
Yeah.
Well,
Don Fickles, I need to put a link to his Kickstarter in the show notes. Thanks for reminding me. I'm going to do that right now. I'm going to pause your voicemail. Like, if you ordered PLA coins, then you definitely need Don Fickles coins. It looks like it has 8 days to go. And he's raised the amount that he needs, but, we could always give him some more, and he might put more things into the packages. Go look in the show notes and support that Kickstarter. It's a coin created by the Chinese government. Okay, let's see what he has to say about Don Fickles.
Interesting, because, as I'm a magician, I'm a part of a magician group on Facebook.
Of course.
And I actually found him in the group. I had no idea he was a magician, so I thought that was really cool. So we kind of started talking. So yeah, I just want to say that. All right, see ya, Broy. Broy? What?
Yay, that's my new name.
I mixed Brad Roy.
Broy.
Bye, Roy.
It's a time saver. It's like saying PL later.
Hey, Brad, it's Nico. I was just listening to Dwight's show where you were on it with the TV repair.
Yeah.
I love the idea that you put to the guy about you're taking apart the shower to fix the TV after you took apart the TV to fix something else.
Yep.
That was great. I bet you that probably has to have happened at least once in history. Somebody takes apart the TV in the room because they're like a tweaker or something, and then they go find something else to try to fix it. So anyways, there's tears streaming down my face right now because I just stop laughing about it. It was hilarious.
That's awesome.
Anyways, talk to you later. Bye.
If everyone needs to listen to that, the Dwight Show, there's a link in the show notes. Right above the clown set coin link. It looks like that is the last voicemail. That's the end of the show. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Thank you, YouTube chat room, for all of the ideas during the live show. And thank you, Michael W., our sponsor for today's episode. Everyone, please support the Patreon if you like this show. It's located at patreon.com/phonelosers. Thank you, Alexa, for telling me who Crimson is.
Anytime, Brad. He was a great show today. Keep up the good work.
I don't know if people realize this, but you can actually listen to this show by just asking Alexa to play this show. You just say, Alexa, play the latest Snowplow Show podcast.
Getting the latest episode of the Snowplow Show. Here it is from TuneIn.
Hello?
Hi, Brian.
Alexa, shut up.
Yeah.
See? You just ask for it. It'll play it for you. I guess you have to have TuneIn hooked up to it. But TuneIn is a free service. Set up an account on there and you can play any podcast that's on TuneIn, which I think is all of them. I'm going to end today's show with another podcast. Just a clip of it. I don't know, maybe 10 or 15 minutes of it. But this is a podcast that I discovered earlier this year or maybe late last year. I can't remember. It's a podcast by Randall Thor. He's been a listener of this show for forever. And he does a lot of soundscape podcasts. I think I've mentioned him before on this show. I'm sure I have. But his soundscapes is just a bunch of random music and clips and stuff all mixed together. And a lot of his clips, they contain stuff from my shows, from this show, from like past shows, like PLA radio stuff. And he throws in like phone recordings. He throws in, I think he puts Art Bell stuff in there. This one I was listening to last night, it has Dwight in there being Jason David Frank, which is an era that I really love. That whole Jason David Frank stuff from a few years ago on Prank Call Nation. That was just great stuff. That was really fun. But there's some stuff in here with Dwight pretending to be Jason David Frank talking to a fan of the Power Rangers. Jason David Frank was one of the original Power Ranger guys. I'm going to end the show with that. And if you want to hear more of this, I will have a link in the show notes to where you can listen to more episodes of this. They're kind of fun to listen to. Thank you, Randall Thor, for creating these. So that's what you're about to hear. Here it is from Randall Thor. This is Super Awesome Fun Time with Rand, number 37. It's titled Randomly Encountered.
It
the echo inside my head.
Hello, my name's Toby Haydock, and you're listening to the Cultdom Collective Podcast.
Fraser Hines, and you're listening to the Cultdom Collective Podcast.
Welcome to the Cult of the Collective Commentary, featuring Dave A.C., the Sixth Doctor, Randall Thor.
This is Randall Thor of Cactus Security Concepts in Roy, New Mexico. You're listening to The Snowplow Show here on Prank Call Nation from the Phone Losers of America. Follow us on the Twitter machines, twitter.com/phonelosers. Just remember, obey the cactus.
PLA's telephone network interface. To hack some answering machines, press 1.
Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
I am a shenanigan.
You may think that I'm happy about this, but I'm not.
To call the Yen's home phone and have him welcome you to the botnet, press 3. Updates and to leave us a message, press 4.
Hello? Hey, Zachary. How's it going, buddy?
Huh?
You know who this is?
No.
It's your favorite Power Ranger, buddy. How you doing?
Calling?
That's right. Also known as Jason David Frank. How are you?
David Frank?
Oh, yes, sir.
God.
How's your night going?
You may think that I'm happy about this, but I'm not.
Chemistry is, well, technically, chemistry is the study of matter. But I prefer to see it as the study of change. Now just think about this. Electrons, they change their energy levels. Molecules change their bonds. Elements, they combine and change into compounds. That's all of life, right? I mean, it's the constant, it's the cycle, it's solution, dissolution, just over and over and over. It is growth, then decay, then transformation.
Line that nobody is ever on, press 2.
However, there's been some distressing news coming to light recently.
Tim, it's me.
To call the Yen's home phone and have him welcome you to the botnet. Press 3.
I watched the tape I took from you. And now about Rossman trying to retrace Alex and Jessica's steps.
Bruce? Is this Bruce?
Yeah,
I'm calling from the pizza. You ordered a pizza for delivery?
Yeah.
You didn't receive that yet, did you?
Across to the tunnel. But now I'm at that shack that we woke up at before. But that layout is wrong. It's completely wrong. We've never been to the other side of that tunnel. And when we left here, I know we didn't cross back through it.
He was on his way over to deliver it. And are you sitting down?
Well, I'm in the store.
Oh, jeez. Oh, my. Okay, yeah. He was on his way to deliver it. He got in a car accident. And he's dead now.
Oh, really?
Card then?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. That's good because we already have payment then. Oh my goodness. His family's gonna be so upset. I'm gonna go ahead and spray the manager on.
Rosswood has either shifted around or I'm starting to lose it. I don't know, maybe both. Listen, just call me as soon as you get this. I'm sorry. I know why you kept that tape for me, and we're not going to get anywhere like this, working solo. So I'm going to come over at some point tomorrow, and we'll figure out what to do next.
The family is actually wanting to sue you for his death. Yeah, we're going to actually send another delivery driver out there, and he's going to give you a subpoena because you're alive. We had to use the jaws of life to get the pizza out of the car, so now the pizza is actually going to be a $345.69 charge because of the jaws of life. Because the ambulance crew couldn't tell where the pizza ended and the corpse began.
I gotta get out of here.
I'm starting to see things that I know aren't there. It is starting to make me feel really sick. Call me back if you can.
For dial prayer, press 5.
It is fascinating, really.
However, there's been some distressing news coming to light recently.
Hi, I'm Rachel Bloom, and you're listening to the Cult Dumb Collective Podcast.
Don't say anything, because the camera picks it up.
I got home late tonight, and I was taking Rocky for his walk around 20 minutes ago, so around midnight. This was near the set of Marvel Hornets. A little bit farther down the road, I saw this woman torn as a street or something, but still, for whatever reason, it's really set off Rocky. She did pick up really scared, when he kept on before actually she came back home. There was something about this guy that was just, it was strange. So, we had to go back home, and have a little bit of time left on this day, and we're going to see if this is going to be around. In fact, I think this is the life of the state that I'm going to
I thought you were talking to her.
Okay, you can't really see her well on the camera, but I don't see anyone around here, so I guess he's moved on. Yeah, there's just something about that.
I'm just gonna stare off in the distance like I don't care.
Wow, this town just doesn't feel the same to me anymore. I missed it so much when I was in college. Now that I'm back, I'm just feeling depressed to each other. Stuck in a loop of unhappiness.
Maybe this town is growing up.
The television screen has become the retina of the mind's eye.
It's the echo inside my head.
You're listening to The Last Podcast Ever with your host, Randall Thor. Well, everyone, it's been a fun run here on The Last Podcast Ever. This is the last episode of The Last Podcast Ever. I'm your host, Randall Thor. Thank you for listening to the podcast over the years. I forget how many years it's been, but shout-outs to all my co-hosts over the numerous episodes we've had. I've lost count of how many episodes we've done. So I will hopefully see you on another podcast soon. So for The Last Podcast Ever, I'm Randall Thor, signing off on this last episode ever. Goodbye, everyone.
Fuck you.